Hey, it's Cece. Every so often, I decide on a North Star for my life. And right now, the North Star is that I want to make impact and income with my work. My job is to serve you, and I really don't want to have to go back to being a barista. If my work has inspired, motivated, educated, or entertained you, please make a donation so that I can continue. I got a very generous Venmo from Chloe K with a little note. Here's what she said. Hey Cece, I've been following you for years and appreciate all your hard work and vulnerability. I'm not much for social media anymore, but I still subscribe to your emails. I wish you the best. Miss Chloe, thank you so much for your generous donation and for subscribing to my newsletter. I know you're a real one. If you'd like to donate via Venmo, my Venmo is at Cece-Olisa. That's at Cece-Olisa. I also got a generous donation from Alisa B via Cash App. She said, thanks for all the work you do. Thank you so much, Alisa. And Jacqueline T. Oh, sorry. My Cash App is at CeceOlisa. No dash. All one word. And Jacqueline T. sent a very generous donation as well. Hers came via PayPal. And I printed out her note right here. It's so sweet. She said, thank you for your work, the love and kindness you radiate, the openness you have, and just more than my word, that my words cannot capture today. Wow, Jacqueline T. Thank you so much. I appreciate those kind words. And I definitely appreciate your donation. It means a lot to me and it makes me feel so good. So thank you. I'm going to put the URLs to my Venmo, to my Cash App, and to my PayPal in the show notes. Thank you again for your donations. Welcome to the CeceOlisa Radio Hour. I'm CeceOlisa. Let's begin.
Hey guys, I never do this, but I was in the middle of editing this video and I realized why I was so nervous about recording it. I've definitely talked to you guys about dating before, so I knew it wasn't like the topic per se. But anyway, it's like late, I'm like editing and it just hit me why I'm nervous, which is that I think another reason, and this is me just being vulnerable, hopefully you guys will understand. I feel like another reason that it was hard for me to talk about dating like after Robert and all that is because I think as time passed I started to get nervous about like what if it never happens for me, like what if I never get married, what if I never find that person. And it wasn't him per se, it was just like it wasn't a specific, I've been dating, I've had boyfriends, it's been great, but you never know, like life comes at you fast and sometimes slow, I guess. So when I mentioned on Instagram that I had kind of changed my mindset and like how I was dating and you guys were like, what are you doing? Like, what have you changed? And I didn't want to tell you in my head. It was like, well, I'll tell them when I'm finally engaged and married, like how I did it. Because to me, I was like, I can't say that I'm successful at it until I'm married. And so I don't think that that's the right approach, which is why I'm making this video, obviously. But I will say that it is kind of pressure to say, like, I'm owning my dating life and I'm doing things the way I want to do it for me. I don't know if all women feel this way. I don't know if all people feel this way. But the reason that I'm going to push forward with this video and put myself out there with how I'm dating right now is that I feel like I'm just as successful. I feel like not being in the wrong relationship is a form of success. I feel like the fact that the way I'm dating now, like I date quality guys, but if they're not a match for me, I don't stick around. And like, I feel like it's not just being married that is the win, but not being in bad relationships or wrong relationships is also a win because we can do amazing things in the meantime. We can be awesome rock star unicorn women, whether we're married or not. So I'm not gonna withhold my thoughts on dating just because haven't been married and can't prove it all 100% successful. Right now I'm at 100% fail rate, but I'm doing the best that I can and I'm not in any bad relationships. I'm just in a really interesting relationship with myself. All right, I hope you guys like this video. Thanks for watching. This is a most requested video, probably a most requested blog post, most requested IG story. You guys have been wanting the tea on my dating life for a long time, literally years. Ever since I stopped dating Robert, I just stopped talking about dating in general. I guess I should explain why. So this is a get ready video. I'm gonna do a get ready with me. I have a bunch of questions that you guys sent over, and I'm gonna show you guys how I did this look on my face. There's 3 points that I wanna make before we start the Q&A. I wanna talk about why I haven't been talking about my dating life. I wanna talk about the guys that I date in regards to this content that I make, and I wanna talk about the mindset shift that you may have heard me mention on Instagram stories that you guys have been dying to know about. So, number one, I just wanted to kind of check in about why I haven't been talking about my dating life. The last like official guy that you guys really knew about was Robert. And when I started dating Robert a long time ago, I really kind of stopped blogging about my dating life once he and I decided that we were gonna legit date and not just be confused friends, right? So when I did that, I guess it was kind of a specific thing. I wanna be a wife and a mom. That is something that's very important to me. Family is above everything, God, family, then everything else, right? So for me, in the beginning when I was just like having fun and dating and ha ha ha, it's so funny, I didn't mind like sharing content about that. But as I grow up, I don't want my dating life to be like a big joke. And I don't want my dating life to just be like so funny, ha ha ha, like, not that I want it to be like so serious and somber, but it's something that's important to me. So I think like putting it out there as entertainment just didn't feel authentic to me, and it still doesn't. That being said, I think I can definitely answer questions for you guys that you have about my dating life. But I just wanted to give you guys some context as to why you don't, you guys know I'm dating right now. Like, I'm dating a lot. I go on at least one date a week, and you guys know that. But you also know that I'm like not telling you guys about it along the way. You guys know that I was dating someone in Boston for a few months and I didn't tell you guys about that. And when I did, it ended pretty soon thereafter. So this is a process. I'm in it for the long haul. Number two, any guy who is serious about me should will probably be looking at my content. And I don't think it's fair for him to have to see or read about the other guys that I might be dating as I'm meeting him. And so while I do welcome any guy to like, you know what, if I've given you my Instagram and my blog, like, I want him to know and see. But I think there's some real time things that are happening. And so me talking about my dating life when I want to cultivate a dating life that will ultimately lead to marriage, like, I'm just trying to find that balance. And my priority is gonna be to my relationship, not to my online content. I hope that makes sense for you guys. So there are some ways that like my work comes first and I put you guys first. But when it comes to me trying to build a family and like find a life partner, I kind of have to put that situation, that's a more delicate situation, and there's so many variables because I don't know who he is, right? So I don't know if he's gonna be like, oh, she's a blogger and a YouTuber, that's weird, she's a what? Like, I don't know how he's gonna feel, or if he's gonna be like, oh yeah, I get that, I watch YouTube sometimes, like, I don't know. So I think like for me it's more important to just play it safe until I'm partnered with someone super seriously. I did date someone for a really long time while doing this. I've dated multiple guys for a really long time while doing this work. They were all really understanding. You guys didn't meet any of them. So for me, it's kind of like if I'm moving a guy in or we're getting engaged and stuff, you'll start to meet them then. But I just kind of have to keep some separation of church and state until this all gets figured out. And who knows how long that'll take, you know? Okay, number three, my mindset shift. So I mentioned in passing on Instagram stories that I'm dating completely differently now and that being exclusive is not my first step. So I think through a lot of your questions, I will answer this, but it is something that people ask me about a lot. It's kind of like when like those girls like Sierra and what's the girl's name? Boris Kojo's wife, I forget her name. Anyway, when they like post the prayers they met that like led them to their husband, and people are like, give me the prayer, sis, I need the prayer. So I feel like I mentioned that I had this mindset shift around dating. You guys are like, girl, what are you talking about? You don't want to be exclusive. Like, what are you talking about? So I will just say in a general sense that for me, I find that jumping into a relationship with somebody when they haven't earned it just doesn't work for me. I think that in the past, I would meet a guy, I would like him, I would want to be exclusive. And within exclusivity, I would learn about him and then learn that he wasn't for me. So for me right now, I'd rather learn all about you. And once I think I've learned enough to say you're for me, and there's some very specific milestone things, the example I will give is before, and let me just say, this all comes from like talking to my therapist about like life strategy. So this is not something I came up with on my own. This is me leaning into therapy and being like, I need someone to help me do life as best as I can, right? Just like I have a trainer, just like I go to the doctor, like my therapist, she is in there with me, helping me do life better. So a good example is like meeting families. Before, I used to think like you're exclusive with someone for a while, and then once you think you're gonna get married, you introduce them to your family. Now, I need to meet your family and you need to meet mine before we become exclusive. I need to see you. I don't need to be introduced to your family as something, but I need to be brought around as a friend and see how you engage. I need to see how you treat your mom. I need to see how you treat your siblings. I need to see what it looks like when your niece spills juice on your white shirt and we have plans later, and like, how do you react? Like, I need to see those things. And you need to see those things about me. You need to see what happens when my sisters get on my nerves. You need to see what happens when my mom is running late and we were supposed to be at dinner 15 minutes ago, or when my dad is like not listening to me and I want his attention. Like, you need to see those things because it can teach you a lot about me. And I feel like seeing things like that ahead of time saves me time in the long run, because as I continue to grow up, I feel like time becomes more valuable. And like, maybe when I was 19, I had a year or two to waste with a guy. But right now I don't have that anymore. And so if I'm gonna say, because for me as someone who, when I'm exclusive, I really am exclusive, like I'm not dating other people. If I'm gonna say I'm not gonna date anybody else but you, that's kind of like saying I'm married to you in a way. And so I don't think a guy earns that straight off the bat. And I don't think I should be making that decision willy-nilly. So I try to do a lot of work up front so that once the relationship starts and the real work begins, at least we know that we're aligned, like in a lot of different things. Does that make sense? That's my new mindset thing. And that's what makes it easier for me to date multiple guys, because there's a criteria of things that need to happen. One of which is meeting families, right? So if I'm dating three guys and one guy is like introducing me to family and it goes swimmingly well, and then suddenly, you know, maybe the other things that I needed happen as well and we're ready to be exclusive, then I would pause all the other guys. But there are guys that right when it was maybe, oh, like there's something coming up where I might be brought around the family because I've already told him what I was looking, what I needed. I'm very clear about this with any guy who wants to date me. Like, I don't do a demand thing, but usually when a guy is interested in you, they'll start to ask, like, you know, like, what do you need? What are you looking for? Like, what, you know? And so as those questions come up, I'm clear about that. Like, I'll say, I know this is probably maybe not what you're used to, but I would prefer that we, you know, kind of see each other in different scenarios, maybe even travel together before we become exclusive. So just so you know, like, that's what I would be looking for. And if for you, you have a slower pace for those things to happen, no problem. Let's take our time. Let's date, have fun, but just know we're not exclusive until I've seen these things from you, whatever. So some guys might take it slow and it might take them months and months and months to do those things. Like if they have a child to bring them, you know, and I'm not saying be like, this is your new mom. But like, if there's, you know, a big old family picnic with all your friends, bring me. Like, I'm no different than anybody else. I don't need a special like candlelit introduction to your child or anything like that, but bring me around so you can start to see me and them, and I can see you and them and me. Like, this stuff has to happen, because what if we fall in love with each other and then we find out it's oil and water in all the areas that are important to us? There are other things on my list. I'm just using the family thing as an example because that was the biggest mind shift change for me. I think that's everything I wanted to tell you guys before we start the Q&A. So sit back, relax, and answer all of your questions. I don't know why I'm so nervous to make this video. Ah! For those of you who follow me on Instagram, you know that there was a little hack that you could have used to make sure that your question got answered. Instagram followers, you guys know what it is. If you don't follow me on Instagram, be sure to head over there so that your questions can get priority as well. Amelia Mariah said, hey, Cece. She said, Cece, hey, girl. I remember you discussing a guy who moved way too fast, like asking for your ring size after only a few months. I totally remember that guy. I forgot I told you guys about that guy. That was a while ago. But in your opinion, is there such a thing as being too slow? How long would you give a man before he is ready to commit, meaning marriage? Good question. I actually don't think there's a such thing as moving too fast. As I mentioned earlier in the video, I have a very specific mindset when it comes to dating. I have a very specific process that I'm kind of adhering to when it comes to getting to know men. I date men. I know a lot of you may date men and women, may date women. For the sake of this video, I'll probably, because I'm talking about me, use like he pronouns and stuff like that, but I'm inclusive. Like, these lessons apply across the board. I'm just gonna try not to edit myself because I wanna just share with you guys from the heart. So I'm speaking about boys and girls because I'm a girl looking for a boy. but no judgment or issues if you want something else. And I feel like relationships, the rules can apply across genders and sexuality. So no big deal there for me. Is there such a thing as moving too fast? No, because I have a certain criteria of things that I would need to see from a person before I even considered being exclusive with them. So for me, if I need to see certain things and I see them from you in 3 months or 8 or 9 months, that's our pace, right? If I see the things that I need to see from a man earlier or faster, well, then that just moves our process along earlier and faster. So for me, I'm looking for things like, I want to see you engage with your friends and family. I want to see you engage if you have a kid. I want to see you engaging with your kid. And I think those are things that when I was younger, in my head, they were things that happened after you got into a relationship. But right now, I feel like, how can I commit to somebody and say, I'm not going to date anybody else until I know their core values and see them in the situations that will make up our life together. When I was younger, it was okay to meet someone, like them, commit to them, you know, forsake all others and just rock with them until it didn't work out. I don't really want to date a lot of people, but as I'm like wanting to partner with someone and build a family, it's a better use of everyone's time if we like each other and want to be together. And I'm saying, in order for me to be with you, I need to see you with your family. You don't have to say, I'm in love with this girl. You can bring me around as a friend. Let me come to the barbecue. I'll let you come to my barbecue. Like, I used to hold that stuff until I was dating a guy for a very long time. And now I'm just like, no, I need to see this stuff early so that I don't commit to you. Because when I commit, I commit. So if I'm going to take myself, in order to earn taking me off the market, I need to be very clear that our criteria for each other aligns. And I find that now setting that as the goal, just to get through the different, you know, things I need to see with a guy is okay. And that's how I'm able to date multiple guys at once and not feel weird about it, because my criteria is so specific that a lot of guys don't make it to those next steps, or they might get to a few steps and then they fall off, and then there's another guy that's already on step one. So for me, it's just about seeing the guy that makes it through my criteria, what I need in order to go to the next level, if that makes sense. So I guess, like, in business they say you should like hire slow and fire fast, and I think that applies to dating as well. I'm not gonna make you a permanent employee in my life, a permanent like boyfriend employee or whatever, and I don't want to be an employee in your life unless you know for sure about me as well. Fashionista, oh hey girl, she said, what if someone you've been dating for a while suggests an open relationship? For me, the answer is no. That's just not something that I'm interested in. It just doesn't align with my values and who I am. I think that when it comes to relationships, something I am really learning and adhering to is that, like, I feel like when you're younger and you're single, let me speak for me. when I was younger and single, I would hear things about like compromise and sacrifice. And I think that when I started dating, I really just like took it way too literally. I think that something that is against your core values, that's not a compromise. That's like being in a relationship that isn't aligned with who you are, and that's not right. So if somebody wants an open relationship and you're into it, have fun. If you're not into it like me, that's not the person for you. And it's okay to move on from that, because sometimes even someone asking a question like that is a big indicator on where they are. So you don't want a question like that to come up. Hey, can I have an open relationship? You say no, and then you're shocked in 3 months that they're cheating on you. To me, it's like this is a pretty steady progression. Magical Mo said, have you ever been on a date with someone who you were super hyped to meet in person, but when the date happens, they seem bored out of their mind with you when you feel the opposite? I can't say I've ever been on a date where the guy felt bored out of their mind and I felt the opposite. I'm trying to think. I've definitely been on dates where like the interest wasn't matched, but the chemistry when I go on dates is pretty much there. So I guess I usually find out that the chemistry isn't matched like after the fact, when I'm like hoping for a third date and maybe like we only get to two, or hoping for a fourth date and we get to three, whatever. I also feel like I'm pretty, because I work for myself, because my career only moves forward at my level of productivity and excellence, I am pretty specific about who I spend my time with. So a few things when it comes to meeting guys, I'm gonna say specifically for online dating, I'm not meeting a guy in person that I haven't had a nice phone conversation with. So I can usually do vetting. Really, you guys need to, I think of this very much in line with what an interview process looks like. So like, all right, based on your profile or based on where I met you, you know, I think you might be a fit. Then we'll have a phone conversation with you. If our phone conversation is generic and if I can say that I've had our conversation before, example, so what do you do for fun? Oh, that's cool. Like, if you ask me what I do for fun, like, I will probably want to jump out a window. On the other hand, there are guys that I've gotten on the phone with, and the entire conversation from the time we said hello was organic and unique, and I have never had that conversation before, and we talked about ourselves, and we kind of, like, vibed in that way. Like, when that happens, I'm like, okay, I will meet this guy. I will have a date. But if you're asking me, like, so, you know, like, if you just have your standard dating internet questions and you're just asking me the same questions you ask every other girl, which I'm sensitive about that, I don't know if it's being a Cancer. I don't know if it's being, I just found out I'm an ENFP. Do you guys do Myers-Briggs? All of that. I hate small talk. I don't like it. I like conversations with depth. If you're a person that just wants to talk about the surface, or you just want to talk about other people, you and I are probably not going to be very close. So if I'm trying to get to know you and potentially be romantically attracted to you, and you are giving me generic conversations about the weather. I had a guy just the other day. I had a phone call with a guy, and we got on the phone, and I was traveling, and he was like, he was asking where I was. I guess I was in Atlanta at the time. And he started telling me about how Atlanta's really hard for single guys or guys in a relationship because there's so much temptation. And then he starts telling me about like all the different characteristics of different girls in different states around the country. And finally I had to be like, hey, I didn't get on the phone with you to hear about like how fast or easy girls are in California, Georgia, Massachusetts, and New York. Like, that's not why I'm here. That's not the conversation I'm here for. I'd like to learn about you. Like, I had to do like a strong redirect with him because I had hinted at it a couple times, and he just kept saying, no, I'm just trying to tell you. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, so if you can't read the room, if you don't know, like, oh, I shouldn't talk to a woman about how many women I slept with in another state. Like, if you only want to talk about the weather, only want to ask generic questions, like, if you can't, like, open your brain and think, then you won't even be on a first date with me. Now, your question is about getting to the first date, and then basically there's a lack of chemistry. Maybe they think you're boring or you think they are boring. And I say to that, I mean, dating is really just, like, trial and error. So there's nothing wrong with you if a person finds you boring. There's nothing wrong with you if a person isn't attracted to you in person and they were in your pictures. Hopefully you're putting pictures up that represent what you really look like, sis. All of us need to be doing that because we are all beautiful and we don't have anything to be ashamed of. And whoever's going to be attracted to us is going to be attracted to us. I feel like in the times that the chemistry has been bad in person, I guess my point is, I don't really find myself in the situation that you're asking me about because I do a lot of vetting along the way. So that would be my suggestion to you. If you match with somebody online, if you meet somebody in person, have a nice 15-minute phone conversation with them and see if you vibe. If you do, move it forward. Don't set up a long dinner or like, I feel like I just got invited out for like a long, oh, some guy asked me if I wanted to go on a boat ride with him. And I was like, it's a lovely date idea, but at the end of the day, I've never met you and I don't want to be stuck in the middle of the Hudson River with you for 4 hours if we're not having a good time, right? So set up a coffee date like at 4:00. And then if at 5:30 it's going well, go for an early dinner. You know what I mean? Like you can set yourself up so that you always have an out along the way and you don't ever feel like you're in a position that you don't feel safe or secure, anything like that. So I would say, that's how I avoid situations like that. Have you ever had a stronghold with anyone? How did you break it? Okay, Deidre Latrice, I actually am not sure exactly what you're talking about. I don't know if you mean spiritually, like a stronghold that way, which I've heard about that sort of thing. I don't know if you mean like somebody who couldn't get over me or I couldn't get over them. So I guess I'll just answer it. I'll answer it the way I think I should, and hopefully it's the right thing for you. Deidre Latrice. Did I get your name right? Yeah, I did. I have had my heart broken before. I have stopped dating people that I didn't want to stop dating. It's happened multiple times. I've been dating people that I really enjoyed and like wanted to be with longer or for the long haul, and that wasn't our path ultimately. Like that wasn't where we ended up going, right? No big deal, no problem. But in the moment it's difficult. And so for me, I definitely had to start doing some soul searching on like, why was I so upset? And the first time it happened, I had to realize that the person did not have a stronghold on me, but my identity as someone with a boyfriend, that had a stronghold on me. And I had to admit to myself that I liked being able to say that I had someone and that I felt some sort of validation in the fact that I had a boyfriend. And so I had to visit that in a very strong way and say, okay, like what does having a boyfriend mean to me? Do I think that having a boyfriend means I'm pretty? Do I think that having a boyfriend means I'm desirable? Do I think that not having a boyfriend means I'm not pretty? Like why is having a boyfriend or not having a boyfriend making me so upset? And so once I started digging into that, it uncovered a lot of insecurities that I was kind of hiding, I guess, and using the relationship to hide. So stronghold from a person, no. Stronghold of having a boyfriend, absolutely. And I think that the stronghold of having a boyfriend and that identity kept me in the relationship longer than I needed to. You guys know I'm a very spiritual, intuitive, religious person. I knew in my heart of hearts that it wasn't the right relationship for me, but I couldn't see myself putting myself out there again because I was so attached to the idea that like, oh, I have someone and, you know, I have a plus one to things and someone to hang out with on the weekends. Like, but if it's not the right person and if the person doesn't make me feel good, should I be proud of that? I don't know. I don't think so. So I took a step back after that relationship ended and tried to do the hard work, going to therapy, reading, praying, meditating, growing, like building my business. Like I want my validation to come from the fact that I'm a good person, the fact that I put positive things out into the world. And the fact that I love well and have people that love me. And that can all exist without a relationship, you know? So that was definitely a stronghold that I had to work on. Tasha MK Diva said, will you please give some tips for online dating or even alternatives to meeting decent guys other than online or clubs? Okay, tips for online dating or alternatives? I guess I'll do alternatives first. I do think that online dating is a necessary thing. I was not dating online for most of spring and summer of this year. And I was committed to meeting guys in person, and I did. I was dating somebody, the guy I was dating in Boston for a while. He and I met in real life. And I did feel like when I took myself off of the dating apps, it was kind of a challenge for me to meet people in person. So while I don't think that we have to be on the apps all the time, I think we do have to put ourselves out there if meeting someone is something that we want, right? And so I was just gonna make a point. Hold on, I got distracted. That's what I was gonna say. As someone who works from home, I work for myself, I work from home, I don't have coworkers anymore, no one's asking me out for drinks after work, I'm not doing any of those things. And then when I am out in the world engaging, I'm engaging with you guys, which is amazing, but you guys are women and I'm looking for a man. So I had to start being very intentional about my social life. I think you'll hear me say the word intentional a lot. It's not something I ever thought I would do. And to be honest, sometimes it makes me feel like kind of a loser. I know I'm not a loser in doing it, but I think like it's easier to believe that like, oh, you just walk through the world and the love of your life like comes in. But no matter what, even if you meet someone and he just falls in your lap, in order to keep that relationship, there's gonna take some intention and hard work. So intention and hard work being a part of how a relationship comes together isn't a bad thing, but I think like it's just not how I saw it happening. I figured like through college or something like I would meet my person, and that just like hasn't happened yet. So I'm having to take my current life situation and say, okay, how do I make sure that I'm still out in these streets? So that said, alternatives to online dating, what I have done is I really took stock of myself, my passions, what I care about, and I started finding groups, organizations, churches, volunteer opportunities that would get me in the same room with people who were into that. I don't need to be like hanging out with fashion bloggers all the time. My best friends at this point are all creatives. Even my best friend from childhood, he's a creative. So like creatives, that energy, I know. The men I like to date are a little bit more like have more like solid careers, like finance guys, engineers, lawyers, like those are typically the types of guys that I date. So those guys I'm probably not going to be meeting at like Fashion Week, right? So what are the things that I do care about? So like church is a really good one. I have a lot of great guy friends that I met through church. Did I date any of them? No, but like it's not a big deal because it's still expanding like my network, my social life. Like they could have friends that they introduce me to, like anything could happen. So I think also like I would say just making your goal to just meet people and expand your social circle can be a simple goal as opposed to walking around like, where he at? Where's my husband? I need him. Like, I would say don't do that, but I would say start to lean into your passions and what you care about, because at the end of the day, the more fulfilled we are, the more attractive we are. At least I find. Like, I don't really like guys that don't have much going on. I like guys that are like studying for something, or, you know, I don't know, taking a class or growing a business. I don't know. Like, just that have a passion. So I've dated guys that were like super involved in their church. Like I love things like that. Like you have to have something outside of yourself that's meaningful to you. That's me. That's what I like. So church is a good one. Different clubs, organizations, that's a good one. Like if you're in a sorority, maybe get active with that. Just look at your identity. Do you like, there's travel volunteering. Like, are you a person that likes that? I'm doing a group trip to Nigeria at the end of the year. And so that's something very specific. Like, I'm an American who has Nigerian parents and is inspired and passionate about Nigeria, right? So yeah, I go with my family on vacation, but how fun would it be to go with a bunch of guys and girls that are my age that are making it a thing to go together as a group? So by nature, anybody in that circle, we have something in common. And so, you know, by having those things in common, maybe their friends will vibe with me. Maybe I'll vibe with them directly. You never know, like anything's possible. So these are the types of things that I'm trying to do intentionally to meet people offline. I think a lot of people have questions about online dating, so I'm gonna leave your other question to the next person who will probably ask something similar. Let's keep going. Daughter of the High King, hey girl. She said, how do you manage to include dating a relationship, a boyfriend in your schedule as a busy woman? Great question. A few things. One, it's important to me, so I make time for it. I'm blessed to have friends who understand that like my friends are never the type to be like, oh, you know, you didn't have brunch with us, but I saw you were on a date or something like that. Like, they don't give me a hard time because they know I have, like, they know I want to be a wife and a mom. And so, yes, if I only have one day in New York this week and, like, I choose to go on a date instead of going to dinner with my girlfriends, like, luckily I have girlfriends who understand that. And I don't always make that choice, but sometimes it has to come down to that. On the other hand, I take advantage of my flexible schedule. So that's why when I was dating that guy in Boston, like, you guys saw me in Boston a lot. Like, when he would go to work, he worked in finance as well. So when he would go to work, I would just, like, stay at his apartment and, like, make videos or not. I didn't make videos in his house, but you know what I mean? Edit videos, write blog posts, work on things. Like, I would just do that and spend time with him when he, you know, wasn't working. So I had that flexibility and I didn't mind leaning into that for the sake of us trying to figure out, you know, if we were a match or not. So I guess at the end of the day, I say I make time for what's important. It also puts in perspective if a man is making time for what's important. I know how busy I am. You guys know how busy I am. And I know based on my, like, friends who have regular jobs and live regular lives that I'm single and I'm running my own businesses and I'm traveling a lot and I'm speaking a lot and I have exciting things coming in November that I haven't even told you guys about yet, and things are happening for me in a beautiful way, and I'm so grateful for it. At the same time, I know that I'm not living the average person's life. So if I'm living this, like, intense life, and I know that this guy is working like a 9-to-5 and, like, that's it, and he doesn't have time for me, I know we're not compatible. Does that make sense? I was dating a guy, like, before KirbyCon, and the way his office job was set up, he worked, like, I don't remember how it was, but more or less he felt like he had Fridays off because he worked one day of the weekend. That's what it was. So he would tell me that he could only go out on Thursday nights because he couldn't drink any other night of the week. So he could only go out on Thursdays. And I'm like, well, first of all, you can go out and not drink, can't you? I hope you can. And second of all, if you can only go out on Thursdays, with my travel schedule, I don't even know if I'm ever gonna see you again. And I was like, I was trying to bend myself into a pretzel and be like, well, what about, like, I would be like, hey, like, he would be texting me and I'm like, I'm really close to you, like, having brunch with friends. Do you wanna come by and say hi? No, I can't, it's Sunday and I can't drink. You can't say hi to me if you can't drink? Like, so to me, like, being busy, I'm busy, but I will still bend myself into a pretzel for the right person. And so if someone who I know isn't that busy won't bend themselves into a pretzel for me, I already know we're not gonna work out. If you don't have that flexibility, then it's not gonna work. So I do think that we all make time for what's important. So it's important to pay attention to who does and doesn't make time for you. That part. Let's see. Mixed Soul, hi. Do I recommend any other ways to meet single eligible potential dates without being an excessive extrovert? Thank you. Great question. So I too actually am an introvert. For those of us who do have introverted tendencies, and I definitely do, I'm trying to think of how to say this in a way that isn't too judgy. As someone who is an introverted extrovert, I have a strong understanding of both sides of that coin. And something that I observe often is that introverts really dig down into that personality and they truly expect the world to come to them and bring them out. I understand being shy, I understand being an introvert. I have those same qualities, but I also want to be a wife and a mom. So sometimes I have to step out of my own comfort zone and meet the world halfway. So for example, I might not be the person who's going to like walk in the room and be like, "Ew, I'm here," and like electric slide in, but I will like, I'm more of a kind of like, I walk in and like wait to be invited in further. So the minute someone looks at me and smiles or stares at me for a second, I will say hi. Like, hi, I have practiced for years and I can get that out. So I will be introverted when I'm in a social situation. But when people make eye contact with me, that hi is sitting right here to come out because I've noticed that like, that's usually all it takes for someone to then talk to me and go from there. So I would say put yourself out in social situations. Like I said before, I'm not saying you have to go in and like high five everyone you meet, but you also can't be on your phone the whole time like this and just like expect the world to break down your walls. I was like that for a really long time. So I'm trying to find that balance of like, I'm a Cancer. I love my protective shell, but I have what I want out of life. So how do I open up and like create opportunities for people to help me along the way, because I do feel like the right person will still be able to connect with you, but not if you're just, you know, not giving them anything to work with at all. What are some signs to look out for when it comes to a man truly caring and loving you or anyone in general without using the L word? Oh, how interesting. I feel like that's a really good question. I'm a big fan of love languages. If you don't know what love languages are, there's a quiz you can take all online called the 5 love languages. I always forget the 5 of them, but let's see what I can remember. Words of affirmation, physical touch. So words of affirmation, like, "Oh girl, you did a good job, babe. I'm so proud of you. You're so smart, da da da." Physical touch, affection, hand holding, touch the small of my back, play with my hair. You can tell which one I like the most. Physical touch is my primary love language. Gifts is my secondary love language. Acts of service. I always use my mom as an example. My mom never puts gas in her car because my dad pumps her car with gas at the top of every week. My mom loves that. Like, that's an act of service that like, it means everything to my mom. For me, I would love that. Like, please do that for me, but I'm not going to be like, but if you do that and you don't hold my hand, we're going to have a problem. Oh, quality time. So words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, gifts, physical touch. So most of us have a primary and a secondary. You can take the quiz online. It's really cool to learn about it. My primary is physical touch. My secondary is gifts, right? So I dated someone who never touched me. He never held my hand. He never put his arm around me. He never did those things. And I was miserable the whole time. It wasn't he just wasn't for me. Like, it's fine. But I was an idiot and I would like be like, "Hey, could you hold my hand?" Like, certain things, if you have to request it, because I've been on dates first, second, and otherwise with guys that I had really good chemistry with, and like they would just hold my hand and like, you know, do the little things that I appreciate. So I say all that to say, those to me are interesting ways that love shows up before the word does. And for some people, even the word without action behind it, I think I'm included in that, doesn't mean much. Anybody can say I love you. It just shut you up. That's what they think it will do, you know, or just to appease you in some way. But I think the actions do always line up. I feel like you gotta watch how people treat you, watch how people engage with you, watch how people work to meet your needs or not, you know? Like, those are the signs you want. Like, you wanna look at, if I built a life with you, would I always feel like I was swimming upstream? Or would I feel like we're on the same team and like I'm so vested in your happiness and you're so vested in mine that I don't even have to we don't even have to worry about our own because I'm learning you. Like, oh, I might be a touch person, but if he's acts of service, you best believe I'm gonna be ironing his shirts every morning. Like, because that it means something to him. My shirts will be going to the dry cleaner, but I will iron yours because that means something to you. And I care that much about you that I want you to feel that from me. Does that make sense? And that, for me at least, would go further than words. More than words, it's all I ever needed you to show. There's a few of you who are really coming for me. There's a few of you that really came for me on intimacy. Okay, I did not expect this from you guys, but since you asked, we will discuss it. I respect 00 says, what's your stance on getting physical on a date? Do you have a certain number of dates? Do you wait for exclusivity? Are you waiting for marriage? Do you have any fashion and style deal breakers for the men you date? Two separate questions, sis. You hit me with the hard one first, so I'm gonna go with that. We could talk about fashion separately. Okay, so fun fact about me. You guys know that my dad is a pastor. Yeah, I'm a preacher's kid, and you know my parents are very saved and sanctified. Very, very saved. And so we were raised with the whole wait till you're married to have sex thing. We had promise rings, all that kind of stuff. And I can say confidently that I took that commitment very seriously. At 16, I committed to wait until I was married to you. As I got older, I was kind of like on the fence about that as a choice. But when I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. So I stuck with the program. One of the things that really bothered me was that because I had made this public commitment, to stay pure or whatever. When I was younger, as an adult, when I would run into friends from like high school, they felt very comfortable asking me if I was still a virgin. And even though the answer was yes, I didn't think it was fair that my sexuality was public fodder, if that makes sense. Like, I don't walk up to anybody and say, so how many people have you slept with now? Even if the answer is zero or if the answer is 500, it's a rude question. But by nature of being raised like super religious and being raised, you know, to commit to certain things that, to commit to, I don't need to explain all this to you. This is not a religious conversation. It's really like a more like a female empowerment thing. I just didn't think it was right. So I decided that whichever way I decided to go, basically I decided that I was going to stop wearing my promise ring. And I wasn't going to stop wearing my promise ring because I had had sex. I was going to stop wearing my promise ring because it was nobody's business how many people I had slept with. And I wanted to decide if I was going to take my virginity all the way to marriage or get off early. Get off early. That was funny. Get off. That was funny, you guys. Get off early. You get it? Get off. No? Okay. But I wanted it to be my business, and I wanted the same privacy that all my hoe friends had. Another thing that happened is that as a virgin who was still exploring her sexuality, my friends would tell me like, oh my gosh, I slept with this many guys, or I did this, or I had that one night stand, and I would never ever judge, never. I would always be supportive. I've supported friends through many different things because I love my friends, and like life happens, and even as a Christian, judging is not, that's not my ministry. So, but I would find that when I would start to share things, like they were judging me. So I kind of shut up about it. I took my promise ring off. I stopped wearing it, even though I hadn't had sex. And I was just like, I want this topic to fade out. So that being said, for those of you who are waiting for marriage, I completely understand. I have walked in your shoes. Maybe I'm still walking in your shoes. Maybe I'm not. It's not your business or anybody else's. To those of you who like men and like intimacy and like the weight of a man on top of you, I also relate to you. And if that is something that you want, I'm not judging you either. So when it comes to intimacy in regards to dating, I think for me, I've kissed on the first date before. I've kissed on the third date before. If a guy's going to be around, he's going to be around. And if a guy is for you, he's for you. I feel like I don't think that there are any steadfast rules, but I do think that there are rules that I have in place that keep my heart protected and keep me safe. So I would say, if anything, the rule that I would say is don't have any sort of sexual intimacy with anyone until you've both been tested. So if you're getting people tested on the first date, gone and get it, girl. But if you're not, I would say wait until that's done. Okay, Shine On XQ said, where do you meet the men that you date? Do you ever do the asking? Any tips for dating multiple men at once? So I meet the men that I date pretty much anywhere and everywhere. I meet guys in person, out and about. Like I can go out and guys approach me and if I like them, I'll give them my number. And pretty much, I've been going out by myself a lot. Just side note, I've been going out by myself a lot. And I find that I get asked out a lot more when I go out by myself. And I hate going out by myself, but I feel like it is pretty intimidating for a man to approach three women in order to talk to one. So yeah, I meet guys out and about. I meet guys through friends. Tips on dating multiple guys at once. Only put a guy on your roster if you feel really strong about him. I used to have multiple guys on my roster just to say I did. Now I can confidently say I only date quality guys. Like I'm better off not dating anyone and focusing on work than dating the wrong people and wasting like an hour of my time with the wrong guy. Yeah, I'm getting attention, but I could be like building my empire in that time. So I try to be, if I'm on a date with you, it's because I really see value in like you and like our potential type of thing. And yeah, so tips on dating multiple guys at once is just like have fun, keep your options open. Again, I have a certain number of things I need to see from a guy before I commit to him. So if we go on a date and then like the next date is this and this, and then we keep working towards those things, it's not a secret. Like if a guy is interested in me and he's like, what do we need to do to make this work? I would say like, oh, in order for me to be exclusive with you, I need to see X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3. And if he wants to do those things, then we start to do those things. and if he doesn't, then we don't. The other day I had two like preliminary phone calls with guys that I had met online. One guy, when I got off the phone with him, I was like, oh, like, so what's next? And he was like, you know, yeah, like, we'll keep talking and like, just, you know, we'll just see, we'll just, you know, I'll call you and da da da. So I was like, okay, this guy's not trying to like meet up or anything. I was on the phone with him for like half an hour. Usually I do 15 minutes, but I was like waiting for a flight. So I was talking to him and he's like, oh, you know, we'll just like keep talking, you know, I'll text you and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Fine. The other guy was like, if you're available, you know, I'd love to like grab dinner or something. Great. Like, so I talked to two guys at a time, but I gave them both the opportunity to like up the ante. One did and one didn't. So the one that didn't, I'm like not taking his call. Like, yeah, he wants to keep talking. Like that's what he was. I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, I've dated enough to know when a guy says certain things, like his head isn't there. There's a difference between, yeah, we'll just keep talking on the phone and see how it goes. And are you free for dinner this weekend? Those are two separate things. And I know the guy who says dinner this weekend, that's the guy that's in line with who I want. So he's like on the board now. And there's other guys trying to get on the board. So hopefully by the time he's on date two, there'll be somebody else on date one. And if he falls off on date four, maybe that guy's on date three. Like they're really just, the ants go marching one by one. Like they're just going. And hopefully one will just stay on the board and on the track until like our lives are joined and it's beautiful. Denise one said, just how many dates do you go on in a week? The most dates I've gone on in a week has been 4. On average, I'm going on like one date a week. Tia, my homegirl, said, how come you're so fine? Hey girl, trying to be like you. What's your idea of the perfect guy for you? Keisha Marks asked that. The perfect guy for me, my list used to be tall, smart, Christian. Then my list got longer, but the list isn't full of like tangible things like tall, smart, and Christian. That definitely applies. And the guy who understands that like, yeah, I want to be a boss chick, but I also want to be a wife and a mom. Like, that's the guy for me. And some guys want the boss chick and some guys want the wife and the mom. But to have both means that like the man is going to have to compromise sometimes. Dating someone for a few years, I realized that he didn't make me feel safe and he didn't make me feel unsafe in a physical way. Like, I always felt protected around him, but like when I was around his family, like I felt like he kind of just like threw me in the deep end and would like leave. Like, he wasn't like, if I bring you around my friends or my family, like I'm gonna be like your training wheels. Like, I'm gonna be there with you, and like if they make a joke and you don't get it, like I'm gonna be like, oh, this is what's going on, or you know, like I'm gonna kind of hover until you find your groove with them and then you feel comfortable. But he kind of like brought me around his family and was just like, hey guys, this is Cece, and like left. And like, it was just awkward, and like I just felt like that he wasn't like the liaison between us, and that didn't make me feel safe. I felt like I had to look out for myself all the time, and that I didn't like about him. In the end, in the moment, I always felt like it was something I was doing wrong, but now I realize, like, if there's two of us, I want to feel like I got eyes in the back of my head now, not that now I have to double look out for myself because there's more variables because you're here and you may or may not be there for me, which is how I felt with him. So yeah, those are the things I look for. Just somebody who gets me. I think like you'll hear from the way I answer these questions, other things that I look for. So I'm not going to make a long list. Character, integrity, values, all that is a big deal for me. What movie or TV character is your dream guy? Basically, Dwayne Wade, the basketball player, that's my type. I just like a guy that knows what he wants. And I feel like in the movies, the guy always knows what he wants and goes after it. So all of them? I don't know. Glow912 said, what's your dating life like at the moment? Exclusive, dating multiple people. I remember back in the day when you'd write all about your dating adventures, and I miss hearing all about them. Yeah, like I said earlier in the intro, I did have to take a step back from writing about my dating life because it's precious to me right now. Team ATP said, now that you are bi-coastal, have you noticed any differences in dating? Yes. So when I moved back to California, I realized right away that dating in my hometown was not going to work for me. I moved to New York for undergrad and I stuck around here. So I've basically grown up in New York, and New York people are just different. Their drive is different. Their energy is different. Their understanding of what like a go-getter is like on 100 in comparison to like my hometown. So when I started kind of hanging out, I was like, oh my gosh, like in my head, I'm still like this like small town girl from, you know, down to earth, and that is who I am. But the men there were not stimulating me enough. So then I started dating a guy in LA, and he was just kind of like all over the place. I don't know. The New York thing is confusing for me because I just don't. Girl, I don't know. I don't know. And I think I tried to open myself up to long distance, and then I really don't want to do that anymore. I want someone who's like available and present for me like every weekend, you know, like not like a couple times a month. And so yeah, I mean, I think dating is just weird, and finding someone who matches you and what you want and all that stuff, it's just weird and hard. But I do think that if you are a New Yorker, it can become very hard to date small town people that have like big city mindset. And that's not a bad thing. It's just hard. Juju Sarop said, no dating question. I'm just saying hi. Hi! Celibacy and dating. I tell you right now, it's difficult. I agree. Do you have followers that are 40 plus and single? Do they have any dating tips for 40 plus? I don't know. I don't think I'm equipped for that one. I'm sorry. But I feel like this stuff is the same across the board. Go out, have a good time. Somebody said, Monique Blusher said, do you have a list that you adhere to when first meeting a potential prospect, or do you prefer to be open-minded and let the cards fall where they may? So when it comes to like my core values, I definitely have a list. But if someone is like, you know, off the top, like attractive and, you know, has the things I'm looking for in a general sense, I'm always open to being flexible, because I would want someone to be flexible with me. I don't think any man is sitting around like, oh, I want to marry a fashion blogger who travels all the time and I want her to have my babies. Like, I think it's going to be a special kind of guy that can like hear about me and be like, I still want her. So I am just as flexible. I'm just as flexible. Let's see. Danny Marie said, how do you push past the awkward initial meeting phase? I'm fairly introverted and can be awkward and corny, so I usually keep to myself or my group when I'm out and about, but I'd like to start dating, or at least entertain the thought of dating. Yeah, it is awkward in the beginning. It really is. I'm doing such a simple face. Now I'm just like talking to you guys. It is awkward in the beginning. I agree. I think that's where the idea of like friends first can be really good. I think focusing on trying to have a conversation and like just be a friend to someone can make it less awkward. Like, I don't think, somebody asked me about pickup lines once. I was like, I didn't know pickup lines were a real thing. I am not sitting plotting on like what to say to anyone, but I do like organic conversations and I do meet people where they are, if that makes sense. So I guess I would say, like, just try to focus on like having a good talk. If they say like they're into something and you know about it or you have questions, ask the questions. Like, you don't have to be like, so where'd you, like, you don't have to do all that. Just like be yourself, talk to them like they're a real person and let them see that you're a real person and be curious and ask questions, and that's how you get to know a person, right? And then also, if you're like introverted, don't be afraid. Like, I have trouble sharing without being asked a question, because I don't ever want to come off like me, like that. So sometimes, like, if a guy doesn't ask me questions, I don't share anything, and then I ask him a bunch of questions, and then I've learned everything about him and he's learned nothing about me. And that's something that I don't do on purpose, but I think sometimes it comes off as if I want to know everything and I'm being like withholding, but I'm really just waiting for you to ask. Like, just ask me and I'll tell, like, I want to tell you, but it's hard for me to find a way to just share about myself. So, I have been working on that, on trying to just like, without being asked, just be like, oh, well, yeah, I'm from California and I know there this, 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 you know? And then it's easy to see, like, if I mention something like, I'm from California, I'm Nigerian, I'm a fashion blogger. Like, these are, for a New Yorker, these are like things that you should be like clicking to read more. So if the guy doesn't click to read more, then that shows his level of interest or his level of conversation skills is low, and he's not going to be a match for me anyway. So I would say, open up about yourself, ask questions, just try to have like, be a friend, smile. And yeah, simple things. I don't make it complicated. Brie Brizzle said, at what point should I offer to pay for the date? Date 3, 4, 5, shrugs. Whatever you want. I think that, I just went on a first date the other day and I paid because it was his birthday. And I was like, I'll buy your drinks, whatever. Like, it just wasn't a big deal to me and I could afford it. Child, when I couldn't afford it, I was aiming for free, sis. But things are better now. And so I don't really mind. I feel like when I'm inspired to pay, I pay or offer. I usually will just ask the guy if he needs anything from me. Sometimes they'll say like, oh, you can get the tip, or no, you're good, or you can get the next one. You know, guys have their ways of handling it, but I kind of like defer to them. And I think it's also context. Like, when I was doing long distance, I would let him pay all the time because I was paying to get there and it wasn't cheap. So that wasn't a big deal. But yeah, I say usually I just ask the guy, do you need anything from me? And then he'll say what he needs. Do you ever feel like you're running out of dating options? No. Even when it's quiet, I'm like, it's fine. But that's a very new mindset for me. Like, at one of my loft events, somebody asked me if I had any daily mantras. And my daily mantra recently has been, good and better things are always on the way. And that came after like a breakup, actually, because it's like, when you think you found somebody and then it doesn't work out, it can feel like, ugh, I'm never gonna find somebody. But when I look back over my life, every time I felt like that, the next guy I dated has always been better. Every job, everything I've cycled out of and cycled into a new one, jobs, apartments, men, it's always been good and better. The next one has always been an upgrade, always, which is why I don't ever go back to exes. So good and better things are always on the way. We are not running out of dating options. It might be quiet right now, but it doesn't mean that like there's no more men for us to meet or people for us to meet. So no, I don't ever feel like that. The Curvy Joy said, hi, Cece, do you mind going into detail about your shift with dating? I feel like sometimes I get stuck on being exclusive too soon. Yes, so I talked about that a little bit in the beginning. Yeah, being exclusive, it used to be like, for me, I used to feel like, okay, I'm going on dates with this guy and hopefully he'll want to be exclusive ASAP so I can stop dating other people. And now, is this pen working? Now I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just take these men in until I see all the things I need to see. And I want to see all those things before we are exclusive, because what is the point? in giving someone 6 months, a year of my life, and then finding out that our core values aren't the same, or finding out that the way he is around his family doesn't work for me, or that he doesn't make me feel safe when I'm around his family. Like, let me find those things out now. And like, then when we partner, you know, we're ahead of the game, and we already know. For me, as someone who's dating with the intention of marriage, the more I can get out of the way up front, the better. So that's why for me, being exclusive is not the first goal. Learning you and learning how you are in different situations is the first goal. And thank God for my therapist for changing my mindset around that. Because when she first said it, I looked at her like she had three heads. I really did. But now I'm like, sis, you're onto something. I see you. You're right. So, and it takes a lot of pressure off. Like, I'm not asking you to be exclusive. And just by nature of, if you're willing to go through my dating process with me, I already know if you are thinking of me as someone to be exclusive. If I'm like, yeah, I should probably hang out with you and your coworkers sometimes, and you freak out, why would I want to be your girlfriend? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like there have been guys that I've met and been like, oh, I would bring them around my family to hang out, like as a friend, no big deal, and see how they vibe. Let me find that out ahead of time before I fall in love with you. And then you meet my sisters and like you're a jerk to them or something, you know? Like, let me find out you're a jerk now so I can just like cut you. And again, I'm not bringing these people around my family like, oh my gosh, I'm in love. But it's like, oh, this is my friend, you know, he's around, you know, whatever, whatever. What is the longest amount of time you've ever dated someone? 3 years. How does an awesome boss babe like you meet a guy who deserves you? Good question. Thanks for calling me an awesome boss babe. Oh gosh, good question. Meet a guy who deserves you. I think that's up to me. I can say I've dated guys who didn't deserve me, but I only dated them because I chose to date them. At this point, when I'm meeting guys in person or online, I'm vetting pretty strongly. Like, not nitpicking, but like, if I can tell you're not a match, if I can tell we're not on the same level, I'm not even going to go down that road. And just by nature of like sifting like that, the types of guys that I've been dating have all been, I've leveled up in a big way just by doing that. And it's simple, but that work is on me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was on the phone with a guy the other day doing one of my phone interviews, and I kept making these like silly jokes, and he would be like, no, this. And finally I was like, can I not joke with you? He was like, no, I know you're joking. I just want you to know. Like, he wouldn't laugh. He wouldn't joke. I was like, meh. Like, so I guess, I don't know. I guess that's how I meet guys who deserve me. Like, I decide who deserves me and I go from there. I don't choose who chooses me. I choose from who chooses me, if that makes sense. I don't know. Jackie P709 was asking about my experience dating men who are into fitness and are more muscular and fit, and how did I overcome any insecurity? So, I don't often date men that are bigger. So I'm typically, I think they call it like a mixed size relationship, whatever. So I don't really have insecurities around that because it's just what I'm used to. I guess the one thing physically that everyone I dated has had in common is that they've been tall, because I'm tall. I find that any insecurities that I might have usually come from other people, whether it's like the how did she get that guy type of look or vibe. But if the guy is worth his weight, you won't even notice because he won't make you feel that way. So, when I was with the guy that didn't make me feel safe, when there were other girls that would kind of be like, oh, like if he would bring me, there was like a night when he brought me to his friend's birthday, and like it was like a kind of like a club lounge dancing situation. And so he walked in and I was behind him, and I saw the girls like light up, like when he showed up, like, ooh, you know, a boy or whatever. And then when he was like, oh, this is Cece, like it was kind of like, oh, like that sort of thing. He didn't really do anything to make me feel comfortable or not. And when I mentioned it, he kind of acted like I was nuts. Whereas I've been with other guys that are like very like, I don't know. It's just a swag about them that it's like, she's with me, I'm with her, like this is a thing. And then it's, I normally don't even notice how other people react to us. So I don't let another person's body make me insecure. That's something I work on a lot. I think growing up with like body insecurity, then it's like, oh, well, her body's like that and mine is like that. So I have worked so hard for my own journey to body positivity that I don't let any person's body make me feel bad about mine or anything like that. Pastry by Patterson said, hi, did you have men who followed you on Instagram that try to date you? Do you find that creepy? Yeah, I do. And I don't date them back. And I typically don't even share my accounts with a guy until like we're like actually dating. Because even with like having, like at this point I have, I don't know, like I just crossed 50,000 followers on Instagram and I'm verified. So sometimes even guys that are like users, like they get into that. So I try not to show what I do at all. Like sometimes I tell people like, oh, I'm into fashion marketing. Like they'll be like, what do you do? I'll say, oh, I do fashion marketing. Okay, I don't even know what that means, but it sounds, it's enough words that people will pretend they know what you mean. So I, you know, if I really feel like a guy is like a stand-up guy, I'll tell him like from the beginning and just get it out of the way. But typically I don't offer up my accounts and I pray that they don't ask until I'm ready. I also feel like, again, like this is in some ways, again, if I was dating me, this is the stuff I would be looking for because it's the playbook. Like, so I also don't want to like hand over the playbook too early either. So yes, guys on Instagram do try to date me. And then the guys in real life who don't know what I do, I try not to tell them until I feel really good. Or I try not to show them, I guess I should say, like where they can find my content until I start to feel really good about us and our relationship. Online dating beginners. Yeah, put a full body profile pic up. Don't hide. Don't just post selfies. Post recent pictures. Update your pictures often. Guys are visual. More pictures, less words. Let them ask you questions. Be safe. Yeah, I feel like the rest of these questions are pretty redundant. I gave priority to my Instagram peeps, and you know why you got priority. So shout out to y'all who got your questions answered. I know dating is hard, you guys. I know that dating is hard for everybody. And then when you add to it any sort of body insecurity or whatever, it can be intense. So I guess the one thing I will say is that the less pressure I put on myself, the better. Things are gonna work out for all of us. We're all gonna meet the right person at the right time, but it's up to me, and maybe up to you as well, to spend the time in your single days wisely. Do all the things you want to do. Go all the places you want to go. Start the business. Like, don't sit around waiting for anybody to show up and make your life pop. Make your life pop on your own, you know? When I say don't wait on your weight to live the life you want, don't wait on a man to live the life you want, don't wait on it, you know, like don't wait on anything. Make your life happen for you. You have all the tools you need. And that's something that I'm learning firsthand. So I did not always believe that. I did not always think that way. But now that I can say, like, I am a witness, and if I have figured out a way to live a full life while single, anybody can do it. Because my friends will tell you, your girl was pressed. I was pressed for a relationship, pressed for a man, pressed to get married, pressed to have babies, pressed, pressed, pressed. I'm not pressed anymore. And I have a lot more energy because of that. And I'm able to put that energy into beautiful and positive things. Like the CurvyCon, like my big upcoming thing happening in November that I haven't told you guys about yet. Like the plus size workout videos. Like, you know, being able to talk to you guys on Instagram throughout the day. Like, supporting myself on my own terms, building my businesses. Like, if I had to ask a man for permission to do these things, to travel with my girlfriends and have epic girls weekends and stuff like that, who knows what my life would look like? I might be grumpy, you know? So I'm honoring this time. Nothing is wrong. Everything is good. Good and better things are always on the way. Dating is beautiful. All that good stuff. All right, I'm going to take this hair down. Thank you guys so much for sending in your questions. I love you guys. And
thank you so much for listening. If something that you've heard has inspired, motivated, educated, or entertained you, please make a donation so that I can continue my work. The URL to my Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App is in the show notes. Talk to you later. Mwah.